know, all of the, you know, I follow the industry quite a bit, and all of the research I've seen is that Facebook is still a very smart investment and still provides good ROI, you know, from your social channels. And so, you know, I would say yes, but I think what Todd's going to come and say, and I'm going to throw it to you, Todd, is, you know, you want to keep measuring and really obviously building your data set so that you can feed your audiences to Facebook and leverage their platform in that way. But I am not the expert in this area. That's why we have you here today. So I want to see how accurate I am.
No, so. We absolutely agree. And I think, you know, there were a lot of stats that we could have thrown out here, but few years ago, we would have thrown up a stat at the beginning of the privacy changes that, hey, Facebook and Google have something like 60% to 2/3 of the ad revenue spend on those platforms alone, but it's less than 40% of the media attention of consumers. So there was some inefficiency there. People were overpaying for those impressions, but they were for good reasons. And some of that was Facebook had sales attribution. They had a lot of good high-end KPIs that brands could get for them. So it's absolutely still worth testing on Facebook, but some of that scale and may have been taken a butt out. That's what some of the brands are saying by their spend drop. And so the question is, can you look to replace that spend with something else, perhaps one of the many retail media networks we introduced you to today, and you hold them accountable to those same sales attribution metrics and see if that's a better spend for your dollar. I think I'm hopeful that brands will find that they can get that same bang for their buck if they spread it across different properties rather than eggs all in one basket.